morning, church. What a great joy it is to look out and to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day celebrating gifts and blessings from Almighty God. And I am totally beside myself that you, four of you, are here today. Look back there. There is a rose on the altar for the birth Monday of Michael, and they are all here today. So what a joy it is to have you. Is little Michael sleeping? Yes. Will he sleep the whole time? Probably. You got a sleeper. He got his days. Oh, that's right. He has them mixed up. He's awake during the night and sleeps during the day. But what a great joy it is to see you and to have you here. Hi, Charles. We got to make all to do over you, too. Well, it is just a joy to have you here with us this morning. I never would have expected that at 7 days old today that you'd be here. So good to have you here. Let's hear these words from the book of Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have attained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. May God's presence and Spirit rest upon us as we seek faithfully to worship and share together.
Good morning. Please stand and join me in the call to worship. To you, O people, wisdom calls.
She calls out to teach us, beckoning us, to experience peace in Christ, to discover the truth of life, to know true love as it is poured into our hearts.
Wisdom calls.
As we gather this day, let us
Please remain standing and join me in singing Hymn of Praise, number 64, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Join me in the opening prayer. O Lord, you reveal wisdom and spiritual insight through your presence in creation. When we look at the heavens, we see your vastness. When we look at seas teeming with fish and verdant fields painted like a canvas, we see your creativity and your bounty. For all of this and so much more, we praise your name. Amen. Please join me in the responsive reading found on page 743. O Lord, our Lord. Your glory is chanted above the heavens by the mouth of babes and infants.
You have set up the heavens against your servants, still hear me, and give them.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers.
The stars that you have established.
What are human beings that you are mindful of them? Yet you have made them little less than God. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands.
You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the air and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our Lord.
How majestic is your name in all the earth.
We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. If you're visiting with us today, please be sure to pick up a welcome packet from the Shepherd's Crook in the narthex. As I'm sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad in each pew and pass it to others in your pew, finally returning it to the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they were missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place in the holders at the end of the pews so that our ushers can bring them forward to the pastor before the joys and concerns. I wanted to give a special congrats to all of the graduates that are graduating this year. And I know that Kimmy and Katie were two of the ones that graduated from Norwin as they wore their parkas and their gloves at graduation on Friday. But I also noticed that they were, I think both of them were in the top 20 of the school, so I wanted to congratulate them on those academic achievements. And on that note, I am now the mother of a high school senior. And she has something she would like to say.
Good morning again. Today at Applebee's, my volleyball team is having a fundraiser to raise money for our upcoming season. I have flyers here that you can get from me after the service. It's just if you go in and eat at Applebee's in North Huntington anytime today, a portion of your bill will be donated to the volleyball team to help us through my senior season and the rest of our year. So please help us, and if you need a flyer, you can see me after the service.
You do have to present the flyer for her team to get credit. So I know we all like to eat, so go and have something good to eat at Applebee's. And speaking of eating, we will be having a farewell reception today for Jack Pezzett's last official day here at First United Methodist Church. So make sure that you join us afterwards in the parlor for some treats. And any other announcements that you may see, you can go ahead and peruse them in the bulletins. The collection today for the children's collections will be in support of those that were devastated in Oklahoma. We're quite fortunate that we don't have many tornadoes here, but I know the devastation there is quite large. So anything that you can give, there's a paper in the bulletin. I know we're giving people the United Methodist, so just continue to pray for them and their recovery. Let us pass the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Oh, they tell me my backside is glowing. All right. Well, we have a friend and he's visiting today, and every time he sees us, he brings us a bag. Can't smell it. Still can't smell it. Oh, it's not, I mean, you can smell it, but I can't smell through. Oh, York peppermint patties. Can you take one for your pap? He says, my mom and dad teach me not to take candy from strangers. And that's about the strangest guy I know. York peppermint patties. When I bite into the York peppermint patty, I get the feeling. Remember those commercials? Of a cool breeze blowing over my hair and taking it all away. I don't really have any hair to blow away, do I? Neither does the guy that gave me these. Now she's going to go, oh, yes. Oh, that's somebody outside in their car. Don't you always wonder how loud it is in there?
Yeah.
Yes. So what's special about this weekend? It's what?
Memorial Day.
When is that? Tomorrow. And what is Memorial Day? You're right. Do you know what it is? Yes.
Soldiers that died.
When you celebrate the soldiers who have died, that is right. And the soldiers would be, man, we've got a lot of those today from all of the different wars and conflicts that we've been in. Yeah. Now, I said at early service, we also come together on Sundays to remember somebody that died. Jesus, you are right. High five. And not only do we remember Jesus today because of his death, but also what happened on a Sunday. He rose on, what was that day called? What day do we celebrate Jesus' resurrection on? Easter. Yes. And so today we can remember all of those men and women who've given their lives, all those veterans who have died, remember the freedom they've given us. And we also can remember today and every Sunday the freedom that we have because of God and Jesus and God's Spirit. Good deal. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for this day. And we pray that these boys and girls might live and grow in your kingdom and in your words and your teachings. Bless them and their moms and dads, all of those that care for them. We pray that your Spirit will rest upon them always. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right. You want to pass some cups out for me?
Here, sweetie. Pass out the peppermint patties?
You want to pass out the peppermint patties?
Our anthem today is actually a prayer that I can only imagine would be the prayer of any soldier before a battle. In God I trust.
May God's presence rest upon us each and every day that we will trust in Almighty God. We come now to the time when we want to lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations among us. I just heard that if you look on the back of our worship folders, Rosemary was listed in Westmoreland. I understand that she has been discharged and is back in Redstone in Greensburg. So we rejoice in that, but I'm sure she will continue to covet our prayers. If you look down under continuous on the last column there, Bob and Ruth, that is Sarah and Wendell's nephew. We've had Bob and Ruth on our prayer for quite a while because of both of them at two different times dealing with cancer. Another tragic event in their lives, Thursday evening, their 33-year-old son was killed in a car accident. There were three individuals in the car, and all three of them were killed. Rob was engaged to Katie. They have two children, two small boys. The youngest, they were together yesterday and celebrate his first birthday. So we would appreciate prayers as well as we were traveling up. I've done some work with Katie and Rob over the years that we were there. So we are going to go to be a part. His visitation is today, 2 to 4, and then with the funeral service following at 4 o'clock. So we'll want to continue to remember them. We also have word, Reverend David, who is the lead pastor at the Butler Church. He's been dealing with some health issues as well. Just received an email from a representative of the family and the church saying that David is going to come home and is going to be receiving 24-hour hospice care. David, I believe, is he just a few years, probably in his mid-50s, late 50s? I was thinking, I'm 53. That's just way too close. So we'll want to continue to keep David and the whole Panther family in our prayers as well. As I mentioned earlier, we rejoice that Kyle and Katrina are here this morning with us, with their two little ones, and that joy. It's always fascinating how we can balance those highs and lows. And thank God that we have those moments that we can celebrate and as we journey through life. Yes, ma'am.
A joy.
Julie is doing well. She was undergoing chemo.
And surgery.
And surgery.
And now she's recovering from the surgery and won't have to have radiation.
Recovering from the surgery and will have some radiation as well. So we rejoice in that. And Bruce was here last Sunday as well. So, everything in their family, to have all those pieces get put back together as well. Any other joys or concerns this morning? Then let us continue by uniting our hearts and our spirits in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your presence today. For you have promised us that wherever two or more are gathered in your name, that there you would be in our midst. And you also promised us, as Jesus was ascending up into the heavens and that body of believers gathered together, some of his final words were, "Lo, I am with you always." Oh God, it's good to know that either through your presence, your Son Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, that we are constantly surrounded by your care. We are never left alone. No matter the hills or the valleys, the joys, the triumphs, the lows, the hurts that we go through, you are right there in the thick of it with us. Oh God, it is our hope and our prayer that we will always yield to your presence and experience your presence and power, because sometimes we know that we can shut you out. We pray that you are always on our minds when we are celebrating and when those things in life force us to ask that question, why? Oh God, as the Good Shepherd, lead each and every one of us, leading us where it is we need to go, walking behind us as our friends, and even behind us and prodding us and pushing us along the way when we need to be prodded. Faithfully, O God, may we find our footsteps journeying after the Good Shepherd, placing into practice his teachings, the stories, the parables, being engaged in life as he was engaged, so that we might advance the causes of Christ and your kingdom, O God, that it might radiate forth from within each and every one of us to the whole world. We come, O God, mindful on this Memorial Day of those who have given their lives, of those who have served and who have passed on. O God, we have more freedom in this country than we can ever imagine, and we are grateful. We also are offered today an incredible freedom within your kingdom, because our lives are intertwined with you and Jesus Christ and your Holy Spirit. You free us up and enable us to break down barriers and to reach out to those in need, regardless of who they are, regardless of where they've been or what they've done. We don't have a system that says you can only do this or that, depending on who you are or who they are. Because in your kingdom, O God, there is no male or female, no Greek or slave, no free. It doesn't matter who we are. O God, as we come and offer prayers to you, we are mindful of those on our prayer list. Those that are celebrating new life. Those that are celebrating marriages and new beginnings together. Those, O God, who are grieving the loss of loved ones. We pray for your peace, for your compassion, for your presence that is beyond our understanding, that will bring comfort where comfort is needed, that will celebrate life where celebrations are needed. We pray, O God, for those around the world and perhaps even in our midst later today or tomorrow who are the least, the lost, and the lonely of society, that you, O God, have taught us that they are of value within your kingdom. For those that society pushes away because they're not sure how to deal with them, we pray, O God, that they might experience the light of Christ through us. Lord God, bless the mission and ministry of each family and each individual that is represented here today. May we be a light within your kingdom to share and proclaim and live your good news. For this, O God, we ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Ushers, please come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings. Thank you. God of love and grace, you created us at our birth, but you continue to create us in our living. Even in death, the journey will not be complete. As we share our gifts this morning, we strive to grow into sacrificial giving. It is when we are challenged that we are shaped, reformed by you, into the disciples you long for us to be. May the gifts we give and the lives we live display to the world an endurance that produces character and character that produces hope. For we pray boldly, knowing hope that comes from the Holy Spirit never disappoints. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. Hear now these words of Scripture from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. May God's blessings rest upon the reading and hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives. We pray now that you would give us comfort and rest from the activities of daily life and living, those events, past, present, and those that are yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. It's hard to believe that in a few weeks, it's actually June 6, 1944, 1944 will be the event celebrated. It will be 69 years ago that the greatest invasion armada in history was assembled in the English Channel, ready to strike at Normandy Beach and to thrust the initial dagger into the heart of Nazi Germany. Our world seems so different than that time. Somehow the world seemed to be a little simpler then. Enemies, at least, were a lot easier to identify. We remember, some of us, the TV shows where the good always wore white and the bad always wore black. Somehow the world just doesn't seem that simple anymore. We used to know who it seemed was with us and who it was that was against us, and we were able as a country and as a world to get a country and a world behind us for a cause that we knew was just and right and correct. Our world today is so different now, isn't it? Oh, enemies remain and are active and alive within and without, but it's no longer easier to identify who they are. Battle lines seem to be a little hazy and fuzzy, and anyone now might be a victim of war, especially the war on terrorism. And so we sit, we wait, we wonder why, we worry about when. We wonder about our future and about the world that our children are going to continue to grow up in and live into as full adults. As difficult and as trying as our world is, I sometimes think that Jesus had exactly our kind of world in mind when he was speaking to the disciples. Even though the enemies of Jesus and the powers of this world that were against him were easy for Jesus to identify, it was not as easy for his disciples to root them out. Maybe that's why Jesus talked about wolves in sheep's clothing and making sure that the disciples were as wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. Perhaps it was in his own way that Jesus was preparing us as well as his disciples for the guerrilla warfare that would become the reality of their lives as well as our lives. As they were facing that guerrilla warfare and not knowing where that evil and that tension was necessarily coming from, how would they cope? How would they remain faithful? What would be the foundation upon which they would build their faith, their strength, and their courage? While Jesus was with them, it seemed a little easy because they had his physical presence. They had the promise of his foundation, of his strength, of his courage. And they came to look forward to being with Jesus and trusting his very presence because they knew that with a single word or a single touch that he could send all of that stuff that was going against him fleeing. Now, however, as Jesus is preparing to leave, he also wanted to assure his disciples of a lasting heritage that only he could give to them, that would provide them with a strong foundation upon which they could stand firmly. He wanted to make sure that the disciples did not feel abandoned, that they did not become alone or sense fear or be afraid. He knew that if those feelings overtook his disciples, the forces of the adversary, that the world, evil, their own flesh, that everything would be taken over completely. And so Jesus projected into the future. He pointed his disciples to a coming time period in which the Holy Spirit would indeed come upon each and every one of them, and the Spirit would bless them. The Spirit would grant them that firm foundation upon which those disciples could build their faith and build the foundation of the church, the body of Christ. Jesus called this foundation the Spirit of Truth. And in Jesus' words, the Spirit will guide you into all the truth. The Spirit would become a consistent reminder and witness to Jesus Christ, who taught individuals that he was the way and the truth and the life. As we live out our lives and we recognize the haziness of the battle lines that exist around us, that are drawn even within our world today, we also admit that the struggles we take on are not only global and huge in nature, but they also tend to be intensely personal as well. We wonder perhaps at times where it is that we will find the foundation that will sustain us and give us strength to carry on. In the midst of our uncertain world, Jesus gives to each and every one of us this Spirit of Truth as well. It is the presence of God's Holy Spirit that points us again and again and again to Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. As we are daily being pointed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we can trust that Jesus is with us each and every day. We have the confidence, the faith to know that he is the one who provides us with this strong, firm foundation, and we can depend upon his presence each and every day, where we can place all of our hopes and all of our dreams. You see, we can have confidence that in the struggle against sin and evil, that Christ indeed has already been victorious, and then that Christ will be victorious in the days ahead. So as we come together this weekend to celebrate Trinity Sunday, to celebrate this Memorial Day weekend, to remember not only those who gave their life's blood in the struggle on the beaches of Normandy, but all of those who have given their blood and their lives in other places, and also to be thankful for the faith of our forefathers and foremothers who staked their lives upon their faith in Almighty God. That it is the same faith in the God who creates, the same faith in the God who redeems, the God who sanctifies and gives us a sense of life and hope and assurance in all that we do as we walk daily with Christ. You see, my friends, in the struggle in dealing with good and evil, in dealing with sin and evil, the outcome is not in doubt, because we don't go through this life alone. The battle has already been won because of what God has done for each and every one of us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we have that hope and that promise and that assurance that God is with us and will be with us forever. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, in the midst of our daily lives and living and all of the stuff and the cloudiness and the uncertainties, the battle's already been won. And we are grateful, O God, for your presence and the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit that seeks to guide and to direct, to give us firm foundations and to comfort each and every one of us. O God, we pray faithfully that we will live into each day that you bless us with and give to us. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn, number 698, God of the Ages. Gracious and loving God, we pray that the presence of your Son and your Holy Spirit would rest upon us each and every day, giving us a sense of confidence and hope as we go out into the world, that we might live and share your good news, that we might be filled with love and grace divine. For we go, O God, in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.